This is Ken Miller, and I'd like to talk to you about one of the big ideas in biology, how cells transform matter and energy. Chapters 8 and 9 deal with both energy and matter, and I regard them as two of the most important chapters in the book. Energy transformation is at the very heart of biology, and helping our students to understand how living cells capture, transform, and use energy is one of the most important things we can do in any biology course. So how have we handled these big ideas? As you can see, we decided to put photosynthesis and respiration in two separate chapters rather than cramming them into just one, as most books do. I wanted this organization because I thought it would make things easier, a lot easier for your students. Doing so gave us the extra space to explain these complicated topics in a way that your students will understand immediately. Living things have to build energy-containing molecules before they can use them, and that's why we put photosynthesis first in Chapter 8. Look at the first section of the chapter, and you will see how carefully I tried to develop the concept of biological energy in a way your students will understand. The text compares ATP to a rechargeable battery, and a figure in this section makes this point explicit. I did my best to give students an understanding of what ATP can do by pointing out that it powers everything from cell movement to ion pumping to the twinkle of a firefly on a summer night. The next section of the chapter presents photosynthesis as an experimental problem, describing the classic experiments of von Helmont and Priestley and others. We did this to give students a feel for how the scientific method works and included a quick lab so that they will have a chance to do their own experiments on photosynthesis. The tough stuff, namely the light reactions, begins in section 3. But look carefully at those pages because they're designed to make this material understandable, even to students who might normally struggle with such material. One of the figures shows the chloroplast in a way that will give students a sense of its size and scale and how it fits into the cell. Another gives students a roadmap that we will use later in the chapter to keep them oriented. And the figure that follows makes it easy for them to understand the puzzling idea of electron carriers. As you'll see, I compared high-energy electrons to red-hot coals and electron carriers like NAD and NADP to a frying pan that might be used to carry them from place to place. No reason to make a big deal out of the concept, as many books do. All I care about is giving them a simple, understandable way to grasp the function of the carriers. And this analogy to a frying pan works perfectly. We've also put the book together in a way that walks students through complex pathways such as the light-dependent reactions. As you'll see, each of the figures uses part of that roadmap in the upper portion of the figure to orient students. Then those figures pair with the text to literally walk students through the process step by step. Notice the block letters in blue in certain places on key figures and how they correspond to similar letters in the text. Because we sketched the figures at the same time we wrote the text, they match perfectly, enabling students to work through the process as they read. The same concept is followed later in the chapter, where we continue to use the navigation diagram to remind students of where the Calvin cycle fits into the overall pathways of the process. Finally, the chapter ends with a few descriptions of the ways in which environmental factors influence photosynthesis. My hope and expectation is that your students will find the analogies, the diagrams, and the careful step-by-step explanations providing just about everything they need to understand this important topic. You might even tell your students, with some justification, that if they master, and I mean really master these figures, they will indeed understand photosynthesis. And I hope that the chapter has given them the tools to do just that. Good luck, and thanks for listening.